Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 9.
中文圣经的230页。中文圣经230面，新约哥林多前书第二章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9。
这节经文我要求我们大家找到的同声来念这节经文。
I ask all of you read it together with me。
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到。
好，
这里提到神的预备是非常之奇妙。
Here it talks about God's provision is wonderful.
是人的眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，甚至于心也没有想过。
Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard. In fact, our heart hasn't even thought about it yet.
可见神的预备啊，往往是超过人的经验。
Therefore, we can say that God's provision is many times beyond our own experience.
所以我们需要有个心理的预备。
We need to have a preparation in our heart.
知道神的预备总是奇妙。
Knowing that God's provision is wonderful.
也许我们觉得它不合情理。
Maybe we feel that it is not reasonable according to our reasoning.
也许我们觉得不合常识。
Maybe we think it's not in accordance with our common sense.
也许它不合我们的经验。
Or maybe it's not in compliance with our own experience.
但是神的预备就是神的预备，非常奇妙。
However, God's provision is wonderful.
所以我们需要从全本圣经里面来看，有许多地方都显明神的预备非常奇妙。
Therefore, we need to go into the Bible, and from many instances, we can find out that God's provision is indeed wonderful.
第一处圣经讲到神的预备是在创世纪22章。
The first place to talk about God's provision is in Genesis chapter 22.
那里面诸位不必翻圣经就知道，那里有一个很美妙的一幅图画。
You don't need to turn to the place, but there talks about a picture.
叫做一个摩利亚的山上
The Mount Moriah
那个时候亚伯拉罕要把他的独生的儿子献上给神
There Abraham was dedicating his only son
这个不是很简单的一件事情
This was no easy task
亚伯拉罕自己100岁
Abraham was at the age of 100
他的太太90岁
His wife was 90
190岁两个人加起来就生了一个宝贝的儿子
At the age of a total of 190 years, they had this son.
那真是活宝啊，一个活宝。
So we say that was a treasure.
这样的活宝啊，上帝说来杀掉，就献上。
And yet God wanted to have this precious son, and therefore He gave it to God.
也许我们如果第一次读圣经读到这里，一定觉得上帝实在是太奇妙了，太不可思议了。
This is the first time you read, you will probably think that God is really beyond our comprehension.
我们会觉得中文讲的莫名其妙，太莫名其妙了啊
！In fact, you wouldn't know why. You would say this is something that beyond our understanding.
为什么这样把心爱的儿子夺去了，杀掉献祭呢
？Why is it that one should give the son, a precious son, and kill it and dedicate it?
但是借着这样一个好像无理的要求，就看见神奇妙的预备。
But from this unreasonable request.We see God's wonderful provision.
当亚伯拉罕信靠神，没有怀疑，也不打问号，也不提抗议，就照着上帝的旨意去做的时候
，When God was able to completely obedient to God, and Abraham he did not have any question for God at all.
他就带着这个儿独生儿子上了山，把儿子绑起来，放在柴火的下面，要举刀杀他。
And he took his son along, and they went up to the hill.And he bounded him, and he was about to kill him.
到了最后一秒钟
It was the last second.
刀已经举起来了
He had already raised his knife.
马上要杀下去了
He was getting ready to kill his son.
告诉你，那一点都不是做姿态，做个样子
I can tell you that he was not pretending.
真是要杀了
He was really going to kill.
这个时候天使来拦阻他
And at that time, the angel stopped him.
天使奉上帝的命来拦阻亚伯拉罕
Angel came in God's name to stop Abraham.
他说千万不要动手杀他。
He said, you should not touch your son.
我现在知道你是敬畏上帝的人了。
And the angel said, I know now that you are fearful and respectful to your God.
什么叫做敬畏上帝的人呢？
What does it mean to be respectful and fearful for our
上帝任何要求我都完全接受。
To any of God's requests, I unquestionably accept.
我在上帝的要求面前不打任何问号。
I don't have any question mark for any of God's requests.
不管这个要求合理不合理。
No matter whether it seems reasonable to me or not.
也不管那个要求合情不合情。
And it doesn't matter whether it seems ethical to me or not.
也不管那个要求对我的经验来说是否一种新鲜的经验。
Nor does it make any difference whether it's a new experience to me.
需要我去突破那个经验来成全什么旨意。
I have to make a breakthrough in my own experience in order to fulfill God's will.
不管怎么想法。
No matter what I think.
神的旨意就是神的旨意。
God's will is God's will.
我必须去遵守。
And I am going to submit to it.
这个叫做敬畏神的人。
And this is a man who is fearful and respectful of God's will.
当亚伯拉罕被证明他是个敬畏神的人的时候，
When Abraham has shown his faith, has indicated that he was respectful and fearful for God,
就看见神的预备就出现了。
And there we see that God's provision is seen.
神并非要杀掉这个亚伯拉罕的儿子。
We know that God did not want to kill Abraham's son.
神乃是要借着这件事情试验亚伯拉罕的信心和顺服到底如何。
But by this incident, God wanted to put Abraham to a test, testing his faith.
没有人舍得把自己亲生的独生儿子杀掉去献祭，没有人去肯定。
No one is willing to kill his own son to make a sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕为什么肯呢？
And why is it that Abraham was willing?
在新约希伯来书十一章就有答案。
In the New Testament, in Hebrew chapter 11, there we find the answer.
他说，亚伯拉罕仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
And there it says that Abraham, as if that he had gained his son from the dead.
因为他们相信神能够叫死人复活。
Because he truly knew and he believed that God was able to resurrect the dead.
他知道把儿子献上没有关系，杀了没有关系，神能叫他复活吗？
He knew that it was okay to go ahead and kill his son because God would be able to resurrect him.
所以我们必须认识这个真理，就是亚伯拉罕是人类史上第一个相信复活的真理的人。
Therefore, we have to be able to understand this teaching, and that is Abraham is in man's history the first one to believe in resurrection.
所以他能够完全顺服神的要求。
Therefore, he was able to be completely obedient to God.
我们中文讲大不了一个死，死是最大的要求，死最多死了不要紧，死了又复活。
And we oftentimes hear about that. Worst comes to worst, we will die, but after we die, we can resurrect.
所以当亚伯拉罕这样完全顺服的时候，神就有预备。
And when Abraham was able to be completely submissive to God, God's provision appeared.
一条公羊就在那个草丛里面出现了。
And there we saw a ram.
神就预备这条羊代替以撒，代替亚伯兰的儿子。
God had provided that ram to take the place of Isaac.
成为一个献祭的羔羊。
And to become the offering ram.
谁都知道那条羔羊就是象征预表神的儿子耶稣基督。
And we all know that that ram was a symbol of Jesus Christ himself.
所以圣经里面讲第一次神的预备就是预备给耶稣基督。
Therefore, the first place that the Bible talks about God's provision, and that is Jesus Christ himself.
这就是说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在主里面。
The Bible tells us that the abundance of everything is in Jesus Christ.
所以神的预备最奇妙的预备一位耶稣基督成为人类的救主。
Therefore, God's provision is wonderful that He has prepared Jesus Christ to be the Savior of mankind.
那么耶稣基督要想成为人的救主，需要透过一道手续。
Jesus Christ, in order for Him to become the Savior of mankind, there is a procedure.
这个手续就是十字架。
And that procedure is the cross.
让他上十字架，流血舍命。
That he was nailed on the cross, that he was crucified, and he bled, and he gave his life.
因为血里面有生命，所以能够赎罪。
For in blood there is life, and that is able to redeem life.
所以耶稣必须上十架受钉，然后他的血洗我们的罪。
Therefore, it was necessary for Jesus to be crucified on the cross in order to cleanse our sins.
但你想，流血的方式很多，不一定要上十架，你拿杀头也可以流血，枪毙也可以流血，为什么要上十字架呢？
But you say maybe there are many other ways to bleed. One can be shot, there are other ways to put a man to death. Why is it necessary for him to go onto the cross?
因为只有在十字架上被挂在十字架上是担当咒诅的。
For only on the cross he was not only crucified, but he was also cursed.
我们人在神面前有双方面的难处。
A man before the Lord, we have two difficulties.
一方面有罪。
One is that we have sin.
再一方面是受咒诅。
On the other hand, we are also cursed.
为什么受咒诅呢？
Why is it that we are under the curse?
因为我们不能达到神的完全的要求。
Because we are not able to satisfy the requirement of God.
我们不能行完全的律法。
We are not able to satisfy the law.
所以要耶稣的在十字架上受死，流血是我们的罪，挂在木头上担当那个咒诅。
For that reason, Jesus was crucified on the cross. Not only that he bled, but he also satisfied the requirement of being under the curse.
所以圣经说，在那个山上，摩利亚山上，有耶和华议论。
Therefore, the Bible tells us on Mount Moriah, that was Jehovah Jireh.
这个耶和华议论什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Jehovah Jireh?
就是神的预备。
And that is the provision of God.
所以我们今天一看到耶和华一乐，就想到掏口袋，奉献钱财吧，叫耶和华一乐。
Today when we talk about or think about Jehovah Jireh, we reach into our pocket thinking that is the time to give.
我们传道人常常收到一些信封，那上面写个耶和华一乐，一看晓得那是奉献钱财啊。
Preachers oftentimes see an envelope and that says Jehovah Jireh, and knowing that that is.Money coming to him.
容许我这样说，我们就
say,
我们都把真理运用错误了。
Many times that we have used the teaching wrongly.
真正的耶和华一乐不是钱财啊。
The true meaning of Jehovah Jireh is not monetary.
钱财算的什么呢？
What is money?
神最重要的预备是预备个救恩，借着他儿子来成全来救人的。
The biggest provision that God has given us is His own salvation through His Son Jesus Christ.
所以说，第一个什么预备？可以说就是预备耶稣基督来救人。
Therefore, we say that the first provision that God gave was Jesus Christ in order to save mankind.
那么耶稣基督要成全他的救人的计划呢？上帝还要有些其他的预备。
Now, in order to complete the salvation plan, God has also other plans and provisions.
在希伯来书里面讲说，祭物你是不喜爱的，你为我预备了一个身体。
In Hebrew, it talks about that God does not like the offerings, but God has prepared a body for us.
这什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
耶稣基督有个身体。
Jesus Christ has a body.
神没有身体。
God does not have a body.
神是无所不在，充满宇宙，太大了，他不能有个物质的身体。
We know God is omnipresent, He is everywhere, and therefore He does not have a material body.
但是神要来到人间做人，他需要取得一个人的身体。
But in order for God to come into this world and be a man, He has to take the form of a man.
那这个身体从哪里来呢？
And where does this body come from?
从童女玛利亚来。
And it comes from a Virgin Mary.
这是太奇妙的一件事情。
And this is a wonderful thing.
这真是一个人类经验的一个大突破。
And this is a breakthrough in the mankind's experience.
自从有了人类以来，从来没有听说过童女能生孩子呢。
In mankind's history, we have never heard that virgin can give birth to a child.
只有一个例外。
Only one exception.
那就是在童女玛利亚身上所出现的神迹。
And that is what happened to Virgin Mary.
那就是神的预备。
And that's God's provision.
你知道神预备什么吗？
What did God provide?
预备一个顺服信靠的心。
Provided a heart of submission and reliance.
让这个玛利亚能够相信这句话。
So Mary was able to believe in this.
天使跟她说，玛利亚，你已经怀孕了，你要生个孩子，给他的起名叫耶稣。
The angel said to Mary, said, you are already pregnant, you shall give a birth to a child by the name Jesus.
但是那个时候玛利亚还没有结婚，订了婚还没有结婚，怎么生孩子？
At the time Mary was engaged, but was not married yet.
神预备一颗信靠顺服的心。
But God has prepared a heart of submission and obedience.
赐给这个童贞女玛利亚。
And gave it to Virgin Mary.
让她不怀疑这件事情。
So that she would have no doubt on this matter.
他说我是主的侍女，情愿照天使你的话成就在我身上。
And she said, I'm God's servant, and I'm willing for thy will to be done on me.
哦，她这一情愿呢，马上神迹就出现。
After she said that, right away a miracle appeared.
那么结果她就怀孕了。
And she became pregnant.
但是上帝还要预备一个约瑟。
But God also provided Joseph.
就是玛利亚的未婚夫。
And that's Mary's fiancé.
因为这个麦芬多就需要一个很宽宏大量的心。
Now he was a man of greatness.
能够把一个没有结婚就已经怀孕的未婚妻娶过来。
That he was well-minded enough to be able to accept Virgin Mary.
可能对今天在座每一位男士来说，这都很难接受的事情啊。
Probably to many of us today, this is something very difficult to do.
但约瑟做到了。
And yet Joseph was able to do that.
他为什么能做到呢？
Why is it that he did it?
相信天使告诉他的话。
Because he believed what the angel told him.
你只管把你这个未婚妻娶过来，她所怀的孕从圣灵来的。
Just go ahead and marry Mary because she's conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这就是人类经验一个大突破。
And this is also a breakthrough in human experience.
没有人用头脑能够明白这个真理。
But no one is able to understand this in his own mind.
但是感谢主，神预备一个信心，预备一个顺服的心给这对夫妇。
But we thank God that God gave them faith, gave them submission.
所以结果耶稣基督就能够从玛利亚身上生出来。
So Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary.
这是神为他预备一个身体。
God provided him a body.
同时神也为人类预备了一个救恩。
And God also provided mankind redemption.
这叫做神的预备。
And this is God's provision.
这是一个最伟大的、唯一、最重要的一个第一个神的预备。
So、this is the greatest.And the only first God's provision.
我们再看全本圣经有许多奇妙的预备。
And let's continue and study the Bible. There are many other wonderful experiences.
太少要讲一下。一个就是路加十五章的浪子。
Now, there's in Luke a talk about the prodigal son.
这个浪子啊，神给他预备一群猪。
God provided a swines, a bunch of swines.
如果浪子不去牧，不要去养那个猪的话，他不会感觉到自己羞耻，不会感觉到自己的贫穷，感觉到需要，他不会回头到父家里来。
If it wasn't that the prodigal son went to tend to those swines, those pigs, he would not have this heart of repentance wanting to go back.
那群猪是为浪子预备。
And therefore we say that those pigs were provided.
结果浪子
by God.
结果浪子在猪群中悔改认罪回家。
And the prodigal son repented.Among the swines.
约拿，先知约拿不听神的话逃跑了。
And Jonah, he did not listen to God's words.
神为他预备条大鱼。
God provided a big fish, a whale.
他给吞下去了。
And swallowed Jonah.
在鱼肚子里三昼三夜。
And now we know that he was in the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
结果约拿在鱼腹中悔改认罪。
And there Jonah repented.Inside the fish.
你就看见奇妙的悔改的地方啊。
You see some of the, really unusual locations for repentance.
有的在猪群里面。
Some among the swine.
有的在鱼肚子里面。
Inside the fish.
我们中间许多人包括我在内。
Now, among us, there are many, including myself.
有的人是在医院里面悔改。
Some of us repented in the hospital.
病人要死了悔改了。
We were so ill, almost died.
有的人是在监牢里悔改。
Somewhere in prisons and they repented.
有很多难处了悔改了。
There are many difficulties and then we repented.
有人考不上大学了悔改了。
Some of us, we could not, be matriculated and we repented.
有人丢掉女朋友了悔改了。
Someone, we had a broken heart, we lost a girlfriend and therefore we repented.
失业了 layoff, 他悔改了。
Some repented during layoff or unemployed.
你就看见那些东西都是恩典的。
Therefore, we see that these are really the Christ's ways.
那些东西都是神的预备。
We see that these are all God's provisions.
千万不要那么肤浅，以为哎呦这些都不好多，都是神的预备。
Let us understand that these are all provisions from God.
甚至于我就想到彼得这位弟兄。
In fact, I think about Peter.
三次不认主。
Three times he denied God.
就是说今天鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
And Jesus said that before the crow cocks.Three times you'll deny.
哎呦，彼得拍胸脯讲，哪有？我绝对不会，我就给你一头死，头坐监牢，我都愿意，绝对不会。
He said it boastfully. He said, "Oh, not me. Even I can die with you. I can go in prison with you, and I will never deny you."
最后果然在鸡叫前三次不认主啊。
But we know that before the cock crows three times, he sure enough he denied Jesus.
所以我有理由相信啊，彼得一生不能再看见鸡，看见鸡就糟糕了。
Therefore, I think that.If Peter see a cock any time, that it would remind him of the sad experience.
听鸡叫，他心里就难过起来了，想到我这个不好的过去，这个过去不好的记录啊。
Anytime he hears a cock crows, he will probably remember this poor experience.
保罗身上有根刺。
Now we know that Paul had a thorn.
那个刺荆棘常常扎他，常常戳他，难过。
And this thorn was very painful to him.
免得他自高自大。
But it was for his good, so that he would not be conceited.
也免得人家把他高举起来。
so that other people would not praise him too much.
这根刺也是神为保罗预备。
And therefore we say that this thorn was also God's provision for Paul's sake.
今天假如弟兄姊妹身上有一个某种软弱，也不必觉得难过，这可能上帝给你的恩典，给你个预备，预备个恩典给你，让你去能够常常去求告神。
Therefore today, if you find a weakness inside you, do not feel sorrowful, because maybe that's God's provision for your sake, so that you would cling to our Lord Jesus Christ.
看到旧约时代的先知以利亚。
We look at the Old Testament prophet Elijah.
上帝给他预备一只乌鸦。
God provided a crow.
雕饼雕肉来喂他。
And feed him, fed him.
我就想到这个伊利亚大概是在节食啊，怎么样的，胃口要修宪啊。
We were thinking probably, Elijah was on a diet because he didn't eat much.
你看一个乌鸦的嘴巴多大，能雕多少饼来给他吃。
A crow cannot pick up too much food.
而且今天来了，不晓得明天还来不来啊。
And one day you see him, but the next day you may not see the bird at all.
借着叫乌鸦来训练伊利亚的信心。
And therefore, by this little bird, God was able to train Elijah's faith.
因为在那个时代，三年六个月不下雨。
Because at that time, 3 years and 6 months, there was no rain.
哦，都全地都饥荒了。
And there was famine in the over the land.
上帝保护他的仆人先知。
And God protected his servant, this prophet,
让他躲在基利西旁在那等候。
That he was able to wait upon the Lord.
按时候叫乌鸦雕饼雕肉喂他。
And according, and at regular intervals, he was fed by this little bird.
这叫做信心的生活。
And this is the life by faith.
你晓得中国有个布道家叫做宋尚杰。
We know that in China we have evangelist, great evangelist Dr. John Song.
他跟他的儿女说，他说爸爸是吃乌鸦饭的，吃乌鸦饭。
And he said, you know, your father eat bird's feed.
我就吃乌鸦饭了，就说就靠乌鸦来养活，乌鸦不来就没有了。
And when I eat bird's feed, that means I do not eat much and I rely on faith.
这个就是乌鸦是神的预备。
And therefore we say that this is also God's provision.
新约在使徒行传十二章里面。
In Acts chapter 12,
我讲到的希律王。
There talks about King Herod.
哦，他坐在那个王的位上，向老百姓训话一番。
King Herod was on his throne and he was speaking to the people.
那个老百姓就捧他了，就给他捧他。
And the people were praising him.
那个他们这不是人的声音啊，这是神的声音啊。
And they were saying, "Oh, your voice sounds like God's."
把一个人当作神来拜。
And they idolized King Herod as God.
而希律王呢，不归荣耀给神。
And King Herod therefore did not give glory to God.
结果神就叫条虫子，一条小虫子，他给咬死了。你看。
And God caused a small insect to bite him to death.
一个君王坐在宝座上，一条小虫子把他给咬死。
On the throne was bitten to death by a little insect.
这是神的预备。
And this was also God's provision.
给一切人一个警告。
So that all of us may have this warning.
什么时候你不归荣耀给神了？
Anytime that you do not glorify God,
你要小心，那个虫子就来了。
Then you should be careful for that little insect.
虫子可能有各种不同的代表啊。
Now this insect symbolizes many things.
从来就没有置你死命。
But we know, nevertheless, that it'll cause you to die.
大卫王，旧约时代的大卫王。
David in the Old Testament
是个非常爱主的人。
King David, we know that he loved the Lord.
神为他预备一个扫罗。
God provided for him Saul.
做他的死对头。
And to become his enemy.
你想到大卫王年轻的时候，十岁以下，他已经被撒母耳奉神的命高他做王了。
We know that before he was 10, David was already anointed by Samuel, in the will of God.
但是神没有立刻给他机会做王。
But God did not let him to become king right away.
到了30岁，他才登基做王。
And at the age of 30, he really reigned.
我可以算算，大概他有20年之久啊，他一直在等候，等候做王。
So we can say that for 20 years he was waiting to be the king.
神没有给他机会。
But God did not give him a chance.
20年之久叫他伏在一个扫罗王的手下受尽了魔折对付。
For 20 years he had to be patient and be tolerant, to Saul.
因为那个扫罗王啊他自己很嫉妒大卫。
But we know that King Saul was very jealous of David.
大卫王打死一个又高又大的哥利亚把他打死了。
But we know that David, he killed Goliath,
哦，以色列妇女唱歌去了、啊、
And the Israelites were singing this song.
他那个唱歌不会比我们诗班更差，唱得很好啊。他唱什么？扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，唱起来了。
And it said Saul had killed thousands, but David had killed tens of thousands.
哦，这下扫罗受不了。
And Saul was really irritated.
千千一归我，万万归大卫还得了？比小孩子得的比我还多，是什么的？
And he was saying, how can the people say that I've killed thousands, and yet David, a child, killed tens of thousands?
从此那个嫉妒，圣经说嫉妒是阴间的残忍的。
And from that time on, jealousy came, and we know the Bible tells us that jealousy is really a product in hell.
嫉妒是骨头中的朽烂。
And jealousy is the rottening of your bones.
哦，结果扫罗王就天天逼迫大卫。
And therefore, from that day on, Saul daily persecuted, David.
说是把他女儿给他做妻子。
And first said that he would give his son, his daughter to him as a wife.
哎，到了时候又不给他了。
And when the time came, he changed his mind.
吊他胃口啊。
And just tempted him.
反正又出了很多的条件啊。
And gave him many conditions.
想要去杀死许多敌人，才能来作为聘礼啊。
And asked him to go out and fight many battles before he had a chance to be considered, to marry his daughter.
就制造了许多危险的机会，让大卫去冒险。
And created many dangerous traps.For David to try.
他希望大卫死在敌人手下。
He was hoping that David would be killed.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
大卫是上帝所拣选的人。
David was chosen by God.
不管人怎么对付他，上帝拣选的，上帝自己保守。
Doesn't matter how the people try to attack him, but God has chosen him, and therefore God protected him.
但是你可以看出来，神的预备是很奇妙的。
You can see that God's provision is indeed wonderful.
我们可以说，扫罗王就是上帝为大卫所预备的一个对头。
We can say that God had provided for David, King Saul.
让这个对头天天的死对头对付他，让大卫学习诸般的功课。
And God wanted David to learn all kinds of lessons through King Saul.
学习忍耐。
To learn patience.
学习谦卑。
To learn to be humble.
学习爱心。
To learn to be loving.
学习赦免。
To learn to be forgiving.
原谅敌人。
And to forgive the enemy.
包容对方。
And to tolerate the other.
这是各种诸般的功课都从仇敌上学来的。
And these are all different lessons that we can many times learn from our enemy.
19世纪英国 Spurgeon 这位先生他说一句话，他说我一生的功课十分之九都是从仇敌上学来的。
19th century, Spurgeon, he said that All the lessons that I have learned in my life, 90% I learned it from an enemy.
今天有一件事情啊，是没有办法否认的。
Today there are things that we cannot deny.
因为我们人最怕的痛苦就是不能免于树敌，不能免于没有敌人。
And the biggest problem that we have is that we cannot avoid having enemies.
如果你有点恩赐
，if we are talented，
你有点才干
，if we are gifted，
你有学问
，we are knowledgeable，
你有经验。
We are experienced.
有很好的资历学历。
We have good qualifications. We have good education.
你要准备面对许多的仇敌。
Then you have to be prepared to face many enemies.
因为人就是要嫉妒你。
But people are jealous.
想办法攻击你。
And they want to attack you.
上帝许可这些存在。
God allowed these to happen.
就是借着你的对头所谓扫罗来磨练大卫。
So that through your enemies.Like in the case of David, that he was trained.
所以看见仇敌来了，你千万不要怨天尤人呐。
Therefore, when you see an enemy, do not complain to God.
你要为着你的仇敌而感谢神。
And therefore, you ought to be thankful for your enemies.
在你的家庭里面
，that at home,
也许丈夫成为妻子的仇敌了。
Maybe a husband is an enemy to the wife.
也许妻子成为丈夫的仇敌了。
A wife an enemy to the husband.
也许儿女变成父母的仇敌。
Children.Enemies to the parents,
父母成为儿女的仇敌
and parents become enemies to the children.
婆媳之间、妯娌之间都可能成为仇敌
The in-laws can also become enemies.
但是你要知道，这都是上帝的预备
But we know that these are all God's provision.
借着这些扫罗来磨练成功一个好的大卫
Through these King Sauls, that we all can become good David.
我们应当自比为一个像大卫一样爱神的人
We ought to be like David.That we are fearful and respectful for God.
甘心乐意接受扫罗的对付
And happily and willingly accept these attacks.
扫罗日子满足的时候
And when the time comes,
扫罗死了
Saul died.
大卫做王了
David became the king.
所以我们看到每一次那个我们中国人烧那个碗瓷的碗啊，你从那烧的瓷碗学了很多功课
Therefore, you know, we know in the pottery, for instance,We have to burn these, and we can draw a lesson from that.
你看那个瓷碗，中国的瓷器碗上有画很多山水在上面。
In the China, for instance, we know that many times we see Chinese paintings on them.
那个墨画的上面一下就冲掉了。
If we put some ink on it, it will be washed away.
必须拿火里去烧。
And therefore we have to heat them after we have painted them.
陶器啊，瓷器烧了以后，那些呢山水就稳固了，不会擦不掉。
And pottery in China the same way. After we have painted them, we have to heat them in an oven, and then they will not be washed away.
我们今天都是神手中的器皿。
Today we are all utensils in God's hand.
神在我们身。
And through the circumstances, through the environments and the enemies,
被烧是个痛苦的事情。
And of course, when we're being burned, being heated, it is painful.
但等到烧成功的时候呢
？But after that is completed,
你就看见那些烧你的东西都变成灰了，但是你就变成了好的材料，一个器皿。
We see that the burning material become ashes, and yet we become good utensils.
所以我们应当有这个认识，这些都是神的预备，我们应当有种欢喜快乐的心来接受。
Therefore, we have to understand this. We know that these are provisions by God. We know we need to accept these willingly and happily.
同样的道理，雅各旧约的雅各。
The Old Testament talk about Jacob.
哦，神就把借着他雅各，我们看见这里有神预备一个拉班，把那个舅父拉班来对付他。
We know that it talks about in the Old Testament talk about that his father-in-law, his uncle, Laban.
他这个舅父后来成为他的岳父了啊。
Later on become his father-in-law.
那这个人是雅各是个最诡诈的人。
We know that Jacob, he was a very cunning man.
他从小就会抓。
And he wanted to grab.
他在他妈妈肚子里面的时候。
In fact, even when he was still in the womb.
因为是个双胞胎。
It was a twins.
他哥哥出来的时候啊，他就手抓住他哥哥的脚后跟一同出来。
He grabbed a hold of his twin brother's ankle. During a birth,
很省力，都不要出力。他哥哥前面就他拉了脚后跟就出来了。
So when his twin brother was born, he just grabbed hold of the ankle and he came out.
等他大的时候呢，就用一碗红豆汤，台湾那个红豆汤啊，一碗红豆汤就买到，就卖了一个长子的名分给他买来了。
Later on, we know that he wanted to trade for this elder son's title, and therefore he gave his brother some bean soup.
后来跟他妈妈同谋啊，结果就换取骗取长子的祝福也得到了。
And he plotted with his mother, and they got this blessing of the elder son from their father.
这是个非常诡诈，非常懂得抓，什么都抓，抓权柄，抓机会，抓好处，什么都会抓。
This is a very cunning man, and he grabbed everything: position, power, wealth, everything.
结果怎么样呢
？But what happened?
上帝给他预备一个舅父。
God provided him an uncle,
名叫拉班
Laban,
比他更厉害。
This man was cunnier than he was.
他到他舅父家里是做苦工啊，做工。
He went to labor for his uncle.
20 years.
20 years.
他十次改变他的工价。
10 times he changed his wage.
我们现在改工价，越做越高，每年调整调整待遇，调整。他是越调整越低。
Now we know we always have adjustment in our wages.It all get increased. His wages get increased.
杨文讲的最妙，他说他这个调整就越少越不足了，越变越不够了，就调整越低了。
And it seemed like that every time he got an adjustment, he got less money.
他是个诡诈的人，上帝把他放在一个更诡诈人手下，就受对付。
He was a cunning man, and yet God had provided for him an even worse person.
我们今天如果肯谦卑一点，都可以从我们周围附近人身上，甚至自己身上看见这种情形。
Today, if we are humble, we can see.This type of examples from people around us, and in fact, even from ourselves.
你如果是雅各的话，一定有拉班在等你。
If you're Jacob, you will find a raven waiting for you.
你等着看，一定有。
You will see someone who is
上帝的预备，上帝就是这样预备。
But that's God's provision.
所以等到后来，雅各到年老的时候啊，受尽对付，真是一种哎呀不得了。他受尽苦头以后，他就改变。
And when Jacob was old.He has suffered so much that he changed.
到他年老的时候，一百多岁，被带他儿子做宰相，带到法老王面前去。
When he was over 100 years old, and he went to King Pharaoh with his son.
哦，一进去就给法老祝福。
And he gave blessings to Pharaoh.
法老问他什么，他答复了。
Pharaoh asked him questions, and he answered them.
他站在一个君王的面前，他居然没有开口要求什么。
And as he was standing before a king, he did not make any requests at all.
他说完话又出来，又给法老祝福出来。
and then he blessed the king again, and then he came out.
进去祝福，出来祝福，他只有给，他没有要。
It was very unusual for him because he gave blessings as he went in and he gave blessings when he came out. He did not ask for anything.
你就看一个人到年老的时候灵性高到一个地步，就是给，就愿意给，他不愿意再受什么。
Therefore you see when a person gets older and his spiritual life has come to a stage almost a peak that he is willing to just give and not asking for anymore.
他实在认识是比受更有福的真理，他认识了。
He truly understands the teaching and the meaning of it is more blessed to give.Than to receive.
这个施比受更有福的真理，必须到学到像雅各这样的年龄这样的地步了，才能真正肯定那个真理的价值。
And this type of teaching, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Not until a person is like Jacob at that age and at that situation that he was able to confirm and affirm the value of that teaching.
在西方人常讲一句话 You can give without loving But you can love without giving 你可以给而没有爱你不能爱而不给、啊、
The Westerners often say that You can give without loving But you cannot love without giving
你要是爱一个人你真是会给他
If you love a person You will want to give
包括你的性命都愿意
Including your own life
你只有给这给是一种喜乐
You only want to give And that it becomes a joy to you
因为当你给的时候你就看见你这样做是主与你同工了
For when you do this You know that God is with you And God is laboring with you
因为我们的主就是一位给的主
For our Lord is a giver
圣经说神就是爱
The Bible tells us that God is love
爱就是给
And to love is to give
这句话很宝贝神就是爱爱就是给
And this is very precious God is love And to love is to give
这样讲根据什么地方经文呢
And how is it that I'm able to say that Is that from the Bible
你一定知道约翰福音三章十六节
You must know And that is John 3:16
神爱世人
God so loved the world
怎么爱法呢
And how much did he love
甚至将他独生子赐给他们给他们
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
But whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
所以神就是爱爱就是给。
And therefore God is love and to love.
当你给人的时候你就享受了神。
And when you give other people you enjoy God.
当你给人的时候你就是与主同工。
When you give you are co-laboring with God.
你就得着了上帝最大的祝福。
And you receive the greatest blessings from God.
因为你与你同在，与你同工。
For God is with you, and God is co-laboring with you.
我们也看见约瑟的经验。
We also see the experience of Joseph.
他约瑟是他父旧约的约瑟，他父亲喜欢他。
And this is Old Testament Joseph that his father loved him.
他的弟兄们嫉妒他。
His brothers envied him.
把他出卖到埃及去了。
And they sold him to Egypt.
然后怎么样的呢
？And then what happened?
在埃及受尽了苦。
And there he experienced a lot of sufferings.
关在监牢里面
He was imprisoned.
但是到了时候，神把他从监牢里高举起来
And when the time came, God raised him from the prison.
把他变成一国的首相
That he became the prime minister of the country.
他一个人受苦，成为他全家七十口的祝福
Now even though that he suffered, but it became a blessing to the whole family.
这个约瑟就是象征预表主耶稣基督
Joseph symbolizes Jesus Christ.
耶稣是父亲所爱的，天父所爱的爱子。
And Jesus is the loving son of our heavenly father.
他的弟兄们犹太人把他出卖了。
And his brothers, the Jewish, sold him.
耶稣被钉死了。
And Jesus was crucified.
下到阴间。
He went into hell.
就好像约瑟下到了监牢里一样。
As Joseph was imprisoned.
然后神叫耶稣从死里复活。
And then God resurrected Jesus from the dead.
赐他一个超乎万名之上的名。
And to give him a name that is above all names.
结果耶稣基督今天就坐在天父的右边
And Jesus Christ today is sitting on the right side of our Heavenly Father
我们仰望他将来还要再来
And we worship him that he will be coming one day
耶稣一个人受苦受死受难成为全人类的拯救
Jesus one person he suffered he became the blessing and the salvation of all mankind
神为约瑟预备了一个埃及
And God prepared for Joseph Egypt
神为我们人类预备了一位耶稣
And God prepared for mankind Jesus
这都是神的奇妙的预备
These are all wonderful provisions from God
到了念启示录的时候，到旧约最圣经最后一本启示录的时候。
When we studied Revelation, the last book in the Bible,
你看见那个写启示录的约翰那位弟兄。
You see that Apostle John, the author of Revelation,
他将近100岁了写下启示录。
He was about 100 years old.
在什么环境上写的？
And in what circumstances did he write?
在荒岛叫做拔摩海岛。
And he was writing this on a wilderness on an island.
这也是神给他的预备。
This was also a provision from God.
神把一个人放在一个荒岛上。
God put this man, John, in a remote place.
然后怎么样的呢？
And then what?
神就启示他。
And God revealed to him.
把将来是未来的事都启示给他。
To reveal to him all the things to come.
他一个人孤单寂寞。
And he was lonely, and he was by himself.
但却得到上帝真是最高的祝福，让他知道许多未来的事情。你看。
And yet he received the highest blessings from God. He received the revelation from God.
所以我们说拔摩海岛也是神为约翰所预备的。
Therefore we say that this remote island also become the blessing land to John.
如果今天你在这个北美的地方觉得孤单，觉得寂寞，觉得好像一个人实在是很孤苦伶仃的样子啊。
Today if you feel that you're lonely by yourself in the United States,
你很可能要经历约翰所经历的。
Maybe you shall receive what John had experienced.
一个人得到更多的启示。
You shall have more revelations from God.
得到更多的异象。
You will have more visions.
你就要肯信靠顺服神。
If you are willing to be submissive to God.
忍耐等候主。
And to be patiently waiting for the Lord.
你也可能得到许多像启示录一样的那么大的光来照亮。
Maybe you also have same kind of vision.
那么这些都是圣经里面讲到大大小小的这些属灵的人物里面的个人经历。
These are all different episodes that happen to historical people in the Bible.
时间不许可我再往下说了。
Time restricts me from continuing.
但是我愿意举一个我个人的经历来作为结束。
But I'd like to share with you some personal experience as a conclusion.
我的侍奉主今年已经是29年了。
I have served our Lord for 29 years.
将近20多年前。
Some 20 years ago,
我在一个教会里侍奉主。
I was serving in a church.
有一位弟兄是政府的高级官员。
A brother, a high official in the government.
他做了相当于部长级的一种职务啊。
He was a very high position person.
那么他有一天请我去吃饭。
And he asked me to eat with him.
他就请了一桌人呢，都是一些高级官员。
And there were many government officials.
让我去吃饭，跟他们谈道。
And he asked me to eat with them and also to preach to them.
这个饭也不大好吃。
I lost my appetite.
一边吃饭还得想跟他讲道啊。
And as I was eating, I had to think about what I was going to talk about.
他告诉我，这些人都是大脑袋的人，头脑很大的人啊。
And he said to me that these people all have big heads.
都是很顽固的，不信神的。
They are very stubborn people. They don't believe in God.
请他到礼拜堂就绝对不去。
You know, I asked him to go to church, he never went.
请他家庭聚会也不来。
I asked him to come to family worships, he never came.
就一个方法，请他吃饭就来了嘛啊。
And the only way is I asked him to come and eat tonight, and they came.
把我插进去，这也是一个客人，跟他在一起。
And I want you to be one of the guests here.
好了，到时候嘛，就开始就介绍了。
So and then it came time to introduce everyone.
啊，这个主人说，你们大家自己介绍了，自我介绍了啊。
And then the host said, everyone introduce himself.
哎，那时候他们已经知道我的身份了。
And he knew me.
好像是存心给我捣蛋那样。
It seemed like he was playing a joke on me.
好了，一个个起来讲的时候就很奇妙，自我介绍，我姓什么，名叫什么啊
？And everyone was introducing himself, what his name was, and first name, last name.
哎，底下还要加一句。
And then they added something.
嗯，比方说，哎，我也有去教会听过道了，什么啊
？It was funny because everyone, after they had introduced their names.They said, well, I have gone to church before.
不过你啊，他跟我讲，不过你不要生气啊，我不是故意得罪你啊。我应当曾说，哎呀，我看到，我不会佩服基督徒，他不佩服基督徒，他说。
And then they would say, well, no, I have gone to church once or twice, but I really do not admire the Christians.
也许基督教的道理是不错的，但是我不佩服基督徒。
And they would say that maybe the teaching is okay, is good, but I really do not admire.
哎，但是我老实说一句，我看到许多基督徒的言行都不一致。
In fact, some of them said that, to be honest with you, I feel that some of these are somewhat hypocritical.
我就跟他讲，我也得承认。
And I said, well, I admit that's true.
我说你所看到也是事实。
What you have seen is factual.
在教会里面，包括我在内，我们的不见得所说的都能做到。
In the church, including myself, not only thing that we preach about, we can do.
但是有一件事是肯定的。
However, there's one thing that is for sure.
如果我向你说谎话
，If I lie to you,
我里面一定不平安。
I will not feel good. I will not have peace in my heart.
如果我心里恨你
，If I hate you,
我里面一定没有平安。
I will not have peace in my heart.
我若轻慢你，我里面一定没有平安。
If I despise you, I will not have peace in my heart.
我刚才说，一个人信了主，不是变成圣人了，变成完人了，不是。
I told them, and I said, a person after he becomes a Christian, he does not become perfect or a holy man.
但是一个人信了主之后，从信主那一刻开始，他就开始改变。
But after a person becomes a Christian, from that moment on, he is changing for the good.
他不能一下一步登天，不能一下当到完全了，他是一天天朝着完全的标杆走。
He does not become perfect all of a sudden, but he daily he walks toward that goal.
我说你不配服基督徒啊，我说我也不配服基督徒。
Now I said, you do not admire Christians, I'm with you.
我们都不需要佩服基督徒。
We do not need to admire them.
我们只要佩服基督就够。
We need to admire Christ.
这是第一个啊。
It's number one.
我记得第二个月见识讲讲他姓什么名叫什么。
And someone else stood up and said his name and what his name was.
哦，他底下就说了，他说啊，圣经呢我也是看过。
And then this man made a comment. He said, well, I have also read the Bible.
我必须承认，这是本天书啊，看不懂，看不懂。
That I really think that this is a heavenly book because I can't understand it.
我跟他讲这不稀奇，我也不懂。
And I said, well, there is nothing strange. I don't understand either.
哎，你既然是教会部，你怎么不懂圣经呢
？And he said, you work in a church, you don't understand the Bible.
我说懂得很有限。
I said, I understand very limited.
全世界还没有一个人敢说他完全懂得圣经。
There is no one in the world that said he can understand the whole Bible.
这是上帝的启示。
Because this is God's revelation.
我们只能说一天天更多的认识他，更明白多一点，更完全点，没有说都懂的。
We can only understand a bit more every day, but no one understands at all.
我说不，我跟你不一样。
But I'm different from you.
我今天不懂，可能明天懂。
Today I don't understand, maybe tomorrow I will understand.
今年不懂，可能明年懂。
Maybe this year I don't understand, but next year I will.
就算今生不懂，我来生一定也懂。
Maybe this life I won't understand, but after I die I will.
但是你呢？你说今天不懂，你明天还是不懂。
For you, you don't understand it today, you don't understand it tomorrow.
你后天还是不懂。
The day after you don't understand.
为什么缘故晓得吗
？Why is that?
不是我比你聪明，比你有
办法。Not because I'm smarter.
乃是因为我里面有一个圣灵。
It's because I have the Holy Spirit inside me.
他会教导我。
And he will teach me.
你里面没有。
You don't.
因为你不信嘛。
Because you don't believe.
是这不同在这个地方。
And that's the difference.
好了，又一个站就讲了。
And then another one got up.
我现在也很想信耶稣了。
He said, I really think about believing.
不过你们信耶稣的人约束太多了。
You Christians have too many restrictions.
我好想想看，我还不够老了。
I think about it, I'm not old enough.
四十多岁的时候。
Only 40 something.
我还要想自由几年呢。
I want to be more free.
等自由够了再来信了。
And after I've enjoyed the freedom,
现在不要信啊。
Not now.
将来再说了。
Maybe some years to come.
我就毫不客气告诉他说。
And I said bluntly.
谁有把握说一定有明天呢
？Who knows that you have tomorrow?
你一定相信有明天吗
？You think you have tomorrow?
你敢保证一定有明天吗
？You guarantee you have tomorrow?
说不定走出车祸来撞下死掉了。
Maybe you have a car accident after this.
谁敢保证一定有明天
？Who guarantees that he has tomorrow?
你怎么有这么把握怎么将来呢
？How can you be so sure about your future?
笑笑算了啊
he smiled,
还有一个说的更妙
another one came up,
他说宗教就叫人家行善都是一样的嘛、啊、
He said all religions are the same They all ask people to do good
那就我不一定要信耶稣了我孔孟之道也是叫我行善还不是一样吗
I don't have to be a Christian Confucius, Mencius They all teach me the same
我就告诉他说孔孟之道所讲是好的
I said well Confucius and Mencius tell you to be good
但是没有一个人能够做到孔孟所要求的
But no one can do what Confucius and Mencius want us to do
包括孔孟自己
Including themselves.
孔子也没说我是个完人。
Confucius didn't say that he was perfect.
他说圣则我不能哎，讲圣我都不能做到。
He said to be holy, I cannot.
我不过是学不厌，毁不倦，一直学，一直教而已。
He said I can continue to learn and continue to teach.
哎，孟子虽然讲我善，养无浩然之气。
And then she said that I am good in developing this.
他说我四十岁就不动心了。
He said that at 40 of age.I'm not easily tempted.
那么这位老先生三十九岁一天不知道怎么样子了。
Now I don't know how he was when he was 39.
四十岁不动心，三十九岁可能天天动心呢。
He said at the age of 40, I'm not easily tempted. Maybe before that, he was tempted every day.
无论苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德都是一样，
Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, they were all the same.
我是教哲学的人，这套东西实在知道。
I teach philosophy, so I know about that.
没有一个人敢说他真是都做到。
No one can say that he has achieved it all.
基督教不能像其他宗教一样。
Christianity cannot be like the other religions.
不是劝人行善。
Not asking people to be good.
你劝人行善，那何必要信耶稣？你随便谁都可以劝人行善。
If you just want to be good, you don't have to be a Christian.
基督教呢是劝人信主。
But the Christianity, we want people to believe in Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为就主进来之后，人才有力量去行善。
Because after Christ has come into your heart, then and only then you can do good.
不信主以前是旧的生命，从亚当来的旧的生命，只能够过旧的生活。
Before believing in Christ, we have the old life. We can only lead an old type of life.
只有信了耶稣基督，才有新生命，新生命才能过新生活。
And after we have accepted Christ, we have a new life, and then and only then we can lead a new livelihood.
旧的生命怎么样学习，怎么样效法，怎么样立志要行善，结果还是立志为善行的我，由行出来也求不得我。
The old life, we can make all kinds of determinations and decisions and so on, but it's like Paul said, he said, I can make all the decisions that I want, but when I want to do it, I cannot.
但是新的生命在里面不需要立志行善。
But with the new life in you, you do not have to make decisions and determinations.
你只要立定心志跟随救主。
All you have to do is set your mind to follow Jesus Christ.
你所做出来的自自然然是善。
And what you do will naturally be good.
你不需要立志，哎呀，下定决心我要行善，不需要。
You don't have to make a decision to be good.
你只要顺靠神的带领。
Just rely on the guidance of God.
祷告。
Pray.
求圣灵引导。
Pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
平安就做，不平安就不做。
And do whatever you have find peace in your heart.
做起来有信心就做，没有信心就不要做。
And do whatever your faith calls you to.
这个就是基督徒的本相。
And that is the way a Christian ought to live.
哦，还有一位教会的，他说我也常常到教堂去听听，可是他这样讲我都不相信他真的话。但是他说。你们基督教这个什么宗派太多了，我也不知道到哪个教堂是对的。他说
，There's another one. He said, you know, sometimes I like to go to church, but there's so many denominations in Christianity. I really don't know which one is the right one.
这倒是真的事情。
And that's true.
而且基督教最糟糕是这个宗那个派互相攻击，说你不对，他不好。
In Christianity, really, there are too many denominations. Sometimes they even attack one another.
我说我必须承认，这实在是基督教一个污点。
I admit, I said that this is a bad spot.
我说没有关系了。
But nevertheless,
你到礼拜堂去，你听到里面觉得很有帮助，你就坐那听。
You go to the church and you listen to the sermons, and if you feel peace in your heart, you sit there and listen.
如果得不到帮助，就找到得到帮助地方去聚会好了。
If you don't find help there, then go to another church until you find help.
总而言之啊，这十几个人呢在一起，就七七八八，什么各种问题都有了啊。
So there at the dinner table, there were all kinds of questions, all kinds of remarks.
啊，最后介绍到我了。
Finally, it was my turn.
那个主人就说啊，我们今天请这位先生啊，他姓寇，就姓寇。
And the host said, well, today, you know, we have Mr. Cole here.
哎呀，这个寇很麻烦啊。
This Cole is quite complicated.
他就写啊，好像官上戴帽，好像官那么写，上面加一点儿。他说。
And he said it looks like the word crown, except that it's got a point.
那些先生都没想到什么寇是科，以为姓科啊，姓郭啊，都不是啊。
And they were guessing at different type of names.
说了半天还不晓得姓什么到底。
They couldn't figure out what it was.
这是二十多年前的事情。
This was some 20 years ago.
最近几年来，台湾有一个什么电影明星啊，电视明星姓寇啊。
Now we know recently in Taiwan there's a TV star, movie star.
介绍我，那个人什么寇什么人啊，那个寇就认得了。
And so they say this is Mr. Cole.
但二十多年前没有这个人。
But 20 years, some years ago, there wasn't this last name.
只有我这个人。
I was dealing one.
就人家不认得谁姓寇啊。
They didn't know.
那么我就说自我介绍了。
So I introduced myself.
我说我还是我自己来吧。
I said, well, let me introduce myself.
我说这个寇啊就是强盗。
I said, this word寇 really means robber.
就是强盗。我说我不但姓强盗，而是名副其实的强盗。
I said, not only that my last name is robber, but I'm really a robber.
哎呀，那警察看你都蛮斯文的，你怎么做强盗啊？
And they say, well, you look like a gentleman. You're really a robber.
我说我真是强盗啊。
And I said, yeah, I'm really a robber.
我说圣经里面有一个强盗
I said the Bible talks about a robber
叫做巴拉巴
Barabbas
我说很多外国朋友说哎，你应该有一个英文名字才对对不对、
And、many people said that you ought to have an English name
啊，叫 Stephen 或者 Stanley 什么 David 啊，我说我都不配啊，都不配啊。
Stephen, Stanley or David
我说一定要就叫我巴拉巴好了
I said why don't you call me Barnabas
巴拉巴寇不错啊
Barabbas
It's also a robbery.
有个 missionary 说，哎，这不像话了，这什么名字？巴拉巴的一个强盗嘛，怎么叫强盗
？Missionary said that nobody give a name like that.
我说我就是道地的巴拉巴。
And I said I'm really a robber.
这位小的，就圣经里面讲到巴拉巴这个强盗。
You know about the story in the Bible about Barabbas?
那个时候，大家犹太人把耶稣抓起来，要他判他死刑。
At that time, the Jews, they have arrested Jesus Christ and put him to death.
罗马的巡抚比拉多出来了，说按照规定，在这个节日可以放一个凶手给你们，释放一个人给你们。
And Pilate said that according to our custom, we can release one prisoner.
你们要我放谁呀？
Who do you want us to release?
是耶稣啊，还是巴拉巴拉？
Jesus or Barabbas?
结果那些犹太人怎么叫法呢？
And what did the Jews say?
他释放巴拉巴，释放巴拉巴，钉耶稣在十字架。
And they say release Barabbas and nail and crucify Jesus.
结果他们的声音得了胜。
And so finally they won.
结果比拉多明明晓得耶稣无罪，把他判死刑，钉十字架。
Even though that Pilate knows that Jesus was innocent, but nevertheless Jesus was crucified.
耶稣所上的那个十字架本来是为巴拉巴预备的。
And we know the cross that Jesus was crucified on was prepared for Barabbas.
但是耶稣基督无缘故的就这么被钉在上面。
But for no reason at all, Jesus was crucified.
第一世纪的教会有个传说，非常美丽的传说。
In the first century church history, there was this story.
他说巴拉巴关在牢里，准备受刑了。
Barabbas was in the prison, ready to be put to death sentence.
当年哥哥他三个十字架，本来是要钉三个强盗的。
There on Mount Golgotha, there were three crosses ready for the three robbers.
左边一个强盗，右边一个强盗。
There was one on the left, one on the right.
中间那个是为巴拉巴预备。
And the one on the center was for Barabbas.
哦，那天巴拉巴关在牢里等死了。
So Barabbas was waiting.
忽然间，管监老人把他开放了，就出来了。
All of a sudden, the warden came and released him.
啊，把你释放了，走了。
So you can go.
他也莫名其妙，怎么把我放出来，也不讲什么道理啊。
And he was surprised.
原来是因为他们把耶稣给钉死，把他放出来了。
But as it turned out, Jesus was crucified.
起初的教会这样传说。
And the early day churches.Talk about that.
当巴拉巴从监牢里出来的时候
Barabbas came out of the prison,
走在耶路撒冷的路上
and when he was walking on Jerusalem,
他忽然看见整个街上万人空巷没有人了怎么搞的
and he was looking at how come the whole city was empty.
他以为我做梦大概怎么搞的没有人那么热闹的城市没有人了怎么搞
and he said is this a dream, there's nobody here.
啊，后来一走一看人所有人都往外城外哥哥他山上去看热闹去了
it turned out that all the people had went to Golgotha.
结果巴拉巴也走向那个看热闹去。
Barabbas also went there.
哦，一看呢，三个人挂在十字架上。
And there he saw three people crucified.
巴拉巴走进一看。
And Barabbas went over and.
哦，左边那个强盗是他的朋友。
He looked at the one on the left. He knew.
他认得他。
He knew him.
右边那个强盗是他的同伴，认得他。
And the one on the right was also a robber, and he knew him.
再看看中间这个人呢。
The one in the center.
这看来看去不认识，怎么搞的
？He did not know him.
太奇怪啊
That's strange.
你晓得吧？他有点生气了。
In fact, he was a little irritated.
就伤他的自尊心了，晓得吧
？Seemed like it hurt him a little.
因为所有有资格钉十字架人，他都认识的。
Because he knew all the guys in the gang.
今天跑出个不认的人钉在上面了，孤陋寡闻了，我真的孤陋寡闻了，怎么搞
？Stranger on the cross that he did not know.
我这谁凡要有资格上，都是我的朋友同伴。今天来一个不认的人，奇怪。
Anyone that's bad enough to be nailed, he knew.
他就问旁边的人。
Okay, yeah.
哎，左边这个是我朋友，那个右边是我同伴，都认得。这中间这个是谁呀、
啊、？He said, "I know the one on the left and the one on the right, but who's the one in the center?"
哎呀，那看热闹人一看，哎呀，巴拉巴，你真的不认得这个人啊
？The guy said to him, "Barabbas, don't you know this man?"
巴拉巴呀、啊，左边右边你都可以不认得，中间的你一定要认识啊。
The man continued to say that you don't have to know the one on the left and the right, but you have to know the one on the center.
巴拉巴说，为什么要认得他？
And Barabbas said, why?
嘿，你还不晓得，今天本来是你要钉在上面的。
He said, don't you know that you were going to be taking the center spot here?
现在他替你上去了。
But today instead he was crucified.
你就在底下平安无事了。
And you're standing here talking to me.
你还不晓得，他就是你代替你去死的人呢。
And he has taken your place.
这个人不相信，巴拉巴不相信。
Barabbas sure enough did not believe.
就跑到十字架的前面。
He went close to the cross.
哦，看见主耶稣在挂在上面。
And he saw that Jesus was on the cross.
血一点一滴的流下来。
And the blood was dripping down.
听见耶稣的祷告。
And he heard the prayer of Jesus.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的不知道。
for they know not what they do.
主在十字架上没有怨天，没有尤人。
Jesus on the cross, he did not complain, nor did he complain about man.
他为仇敌祷告。
In fact, he prayed for the enemies.
哇，赦免他们，因为他们所做，他们不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
这个巴拉巴听到这个话，他跪下去。
This Barabbas, after he heard this, he knelt.
抱着耶稣的脚。
And he grabbed hold of Jesus' feet.
主的血从头上、肋旁、手上一直滴下，滴在他头上。
And Jesus' blood was dripping on his head, his hands, and his shoulder.
在宝血底下，这个巴拉巴真正悔改、认罪得救。
And Barabbas, under this precious blood of Jesus Christ, he was truly repenting and be saved.
也是等到耶稣断气了。
And then finally, Jesus gave out his ghost.
这个强盗起来走了。
And he got up.
从此以后。
And from that day on,
在小亚细亚那个地方。
In Asia Minor,
许多教会看到一个传道人来讲道。
In many churches, they saw a person preaching.
这个传道人很有能力。
This one was very powerful.
他讲的道不过几个字。
He only preached about very simple things.
翻成中文就八个字。
In Chinese, only eight characters.
他为